Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. We're going to start on the bottom of Nun Amid Beis. Last two lines where the Gemara begins, Gufa Amar Rabba. Now, what is this referring to? You remember we had back in our Mishnah that a person who is Mekadesh Isha Uvita, a mother and a daughter, or two sisters, Isha Vachoisa Ka'achas, at the same time, simultaneously, Ein Mekudoshes. The Gemara explained, how could it be that you are koyin both of them simultaneously? It's talking about the Isha Uvita, or the two sisters, for instance, appointed a shliach to mekabel kesa kedushin on their behalf. And in fact, he was mekabel kesa kedushin on behalf of both of them, on behalf of the Isha Uvita and on behalf of the Isha Vachoisa. So I might have thought that each one is a Safik Kedushin. Obviously, you're not allowed to go marry two Aroyas, two Ervas. And had the person done them Siriyadim, that is, had he been Mekadesh, first the Isha, and then the Vita, or the Vita, and then the Isha, or he had Mekadesh first one sister, and subsequently the second sister, clearly the second Kedushin would be meaningless, because you can't go and marry two sisters. You can't marry Isha or Vita. But here we're talking about that he did it simultaneously. So I might have thought that each one is a Safik Kedushin. I don't know which one is Chal. No, says the Mishnah, it's zero. Einan Mikudashes. It's nothing. Now what's the reason why it's nothing? So the Gemara said yesterday, the Amar Rabbah, two lines before the end of the Amud, the Amar Rabbah, Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh, Afilu B'Bas Achas Einoi. Any time that it's not bezeh acher zeh, what does that mean? Since you can't be mekadesh isha and then vita, you can't be mekadesh one isha and then achoisa, the second kedushin will not be chal, it won't be effective because it's an erva. So if it's done simultaneously, it's also nothing vis-a-vis both of them. So that's what the Gemara is going to explore. Gufa omer rabba kol she'ena bezeh acher zeh. Anytime when al pi halacha, the second one is not going to be chal after the first one, even if you do them simultaneously, both of them will not be chal. What is the situation over here? Person has to go and give 10% of his peiros maisers. We're talking about Tevel. The Gemara assumes that the Truma was already given, so that's not an issue. But now you have to be Mafrish Ma'aser Rishon. Instead of being Mafrish Ma'aser Rishon, this farmer wanted to be generous and gracious. Instead of taking 10%, he took 20%. Oh, so he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize in Hilchas Maestris. Says the Mishnah, no, not so simple, my friend. Amar b'meiser, someone who gave too much meiser, peros v'sukonim, the peiros are fine. However, meiser is milkukal. So Rashi explains. Let's assume we take all of that person's tevel, and we split it up into five portions. He takes one of the five, which is 20%, and he's giving meiser in the other four portions. All right, he's certainly done a great job vis-a-vis the four portions which are left over. That's the 80%. Because he's given not only 10, he's given 20%. So those paid us in the sukkah, no problem. The problem, however, is the meiser. What's the problem with the meiser? Because the meiser, instead of giving 10, he gave 20%. That's the fifth chalik. And therefore, says Rashi, what you have is a situation of meiser v'teva mu'urovin zeh bozeh. You have here a situation where Tevel and Meiser are now mixed together. Why? Because only 10% out of the 20% is bona fide Meiser. The other 10% is not Meiser. It's part of the original Tevel of the 100%. And on that Tevel, somebody's going to go and give Meiser on that. Uy. And you didn't. So therefore you have Meiser and Tevel mixed together, and that's what he means. Peirosa of misukanim, the other 80% of the peiros, that's fine. The other four parts, umaisus mekukolim. However, the fifth part, the 20%, is mekukel, because 10% of that is meiser, like bona fide meiser, and 10% whoever happens to be teva, from which no meiser was given. And therefore says the Gemara, that's why the meiser are mekukel. Why? According to what Rabbi just said, explains Rashi, what happens if a person already gave Meiser, proper Meiser, 10%? Then after that he said, you know what? I love the Levim. I want to give them another 10%. After he gives the first time Meiser, he says, I'm giving a second time Meiser. Everybody would agree that that's a Buba Meiser. That Meiser was not effective because he already gave Meiser. So the second Meiser is Gunish, Gunish mit Gunish. So that's what a bona fide case, Kosha Einoi Bezeh Achar Zeh. If you wanted to go and give the second Meiser, it wouldn't help. It was zero. So I feel the Babas Achar Zeh.
Where do you draw the line? That's the thing that gives 11%. Is not so medactic. So is that also a problem? I mean, how do you have to get 10% exactly? Where do you...
Truma is given Ba'omet, but not Meisers. Meisers right. You have to give precisely. I'm assuming that since we all know that... what's the Lashon of Yosef Glili? A person can go and be medactic? No, not the word medactic. Person...
Efter Letzamsen.
Sorry, Brother Barry? Efter Letzamsen. Thank you. Thank you, Barry. Barry's telling us Efter Letzamsen. In other words, we're only Basar Vedams. It's impossible to go and do with exact precision. So there's bound to be a certain amount of halachic leeway, a drop more and a drop less. However, the chachila to go and take 20%, that you cannot do. So therefore says our Gemara, if you gave 20%, it's all mekukel. Frank Gemara, why? According to Rabbi, Koshein Bezeh, after I gave already once meiser, were I to give a second time meiser, everybody agrees the second meiser would be meaningless. So for the Babas Achaz, I should go and say that the whole 20% is also meaningless, that none of it should be meiser. Why did it say Peroisim Mesukar? Amalei, so the Gemara answers, Shani Meiser di Isal Chatzoy. Meiser is kind of an exception to the general rule. Why is it an exception? The Omar Tiskadish Palga Palga de Chitza. The Bach adds a second Palga. Palga Palga de Chitza. Kadesha. In other words, what happens if a person is giving Meiser? And let's start again with our 20%. Right? He has 80% of the Tavuah. 20%, he knows the halacha. He knows that you cannot go and give more than 10%. So what happens if he takes the 20% and says, I want every one of these stalks of wheat to only be 50% meiser. Only 50%. So I'm taking 20% of all of the tevuah, of all the wheat, but I don't want the whole 20% to go and be meiser. I only want 10% of the 20%, but I don't want you to go and, you know, split it down the middle and take half of the tevuah and say, okay, this is meiser, this is not. I want every stalk of wheat, every kernel of wheat that's within this 20% to be half meiser and half not meiser. Guess what? That would be effective. Why a person would want to do that, I don't know. But if he did that, if he said, Tiskadish palga palga chitza kadesha, it would work. Ah, since it's able to work under those circumstances, even though now I'm going to have a situation of meiser and tevel muravin zeh bezeh, but you can effect that. So therefore, when a person goes and takes 20% and says, I want the 20% to be meiser on the other 80%, it will once again be effective 10% out of that 20%, and since I don't know which one is which, it'll be peroisav or maisroisav mikul kolin. Why? Because you'll have an eruv of tevel and meiser together. Normally you couldn't, but by meiser is a special rule. Frank Dimara, vary meiser behema. Let's leave meiser of tevuah, meiser of peros, and go to meiser behema. Telek lechatzoin. There's no such thing. You can't go and make a half a behema meiser and half a behema leave it chulin. Veleka bezeach hazeh. And you also can't do bezeach hazeh, meaning once you've taken the animal and you've called it asir, as you all know, how do you make meiser behema? You have them kol hashiyav or tachas hashavet. You have them walk single file, kibni moroin, if you will, through an opening in the gate, and you count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When you get to number 10, that's number Asiri Akoidish, and then you go and paint on it a little bit of Sikra, so you can identify which animal is the one that's Asiri. What happens after you take this 10th one, and then the next one comes by? Of course, the next one you're supposed to start counting again, number 1. What happens if you counted that as number 10? Everybody would agree, it doesn't become Maisa. I already gave my Maisa. The Amar Rav, and nevertheless Rav said, Yotu Shnayim Basiri. What happens if two squeezed in at the same time when the Asiri is supposed to come out? I guess each one of them wanted to have the distinction of being known as Ma'aseh B'Haima. And you could bring it for a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. So both squeezed out together at the same time. And what did he do? The Karen Asiri, and he called both of them 10. Asiri Yachar Asimu Ravin Zebezeh. Then what happens is you have both 10 and 11, which are mixed in one with the other. We'll soon see what that means. But the point is, L'choyred, since we just said, Leke B'zeh Achazeh, if number 10 went through, and then number 11 went through, and you said that that's also Asiri, Kuli Alma Moide, De'ein B'zeh Achazeh. Ah, so if that's the case, Ko She'ein B'zeh Achazeh, Afil B'bas Achaz Einoi. I should say that when two animals go through the doorway simultaneously as number 10, neither one should be Meiser. I should say you got to do it over again. That's the rule of Rabbah. And why are we saying no? One of them is effectively number 10 and the other one is 11. I don't know which one is 10 and which one is 11, so they're both mixed up, 10 and 11 together. And here you cannot go and say, well, Meiser is different because you can go palga palga de chitza. Palga palga de chitza is only by tvua. It's not by an animal. You can't go and say half of this animal is Meiser and half of the other animal is Meiser. That doesn't work. Everything mara shani masa behema de isa betos. Masa behema is also an exception to the rule, but for a different reason. Not because of the palga palga de chitza rule, but because you can have masa behema betos. What does that mean? Did not we learned in Masechtes, probably B'chayrois, or Tumai, what happens if not? Kor l'chi asiri, ul asiri chi, ul achad osar asiri, shloshtan mikudoshim. You had three behemoths. Well, you start off, of course, with more. You start off with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and now when you got to number 9, you misspoke, and you were a little bit trigger-happy. And what did you do? And instead of calling 9, 9, you called it 10. And then you realized your mistake. So when it came to number 10, you called it 9. And then after that, since you called number 10, 9, now by mistake, ul'achad asar asiri. When you come to number 11, you call that now number 10. Ay, ay, ay. Shloshtan mikudashan. Each one of them has a degree of kedusha. Now Rashi already explains that back in Masechtas Bechoros, the Gemara says that they don't all have the same degree of Kedusha, but they have different levels of Kedusha. What are those different levels of Kedusha? Number 10, of course, is absolutely Kadosh. Number 9, you cannot eat Stamazoi, you have to wait, it's Nechal Demumoi. In other words, the number 9 that you called 10 by mistake, although it doesn't get the dinner Masa Behema, however, you cannot go and just eat it. You got to wait until it gets a mum, and then you can go and eat it. Asiri has a din of Meiser, and number 11 has a din of a carbon shlomim. Carbon shlomim, then you have to go and bring that a base mikdish, not as Masa Behema, but rather shlomim. If you're wondering what difference does it make whether it's Masa Behema or shlomim, Masa Behema, as you know, belongs to Balim. Shlomim also belongs to Balim. So, but here you've been Mekayim, the mitzvah Masa Behema, and here you have Stamashlamin, like a Tiris Nadava. So, you have, those are the three different Madregas of the 9, 10, 11. And bear in mind, once again, we learned all of this from Psukim in the Sechus Pachayus. So having said all of that, says our Gemara, since we see that you have the possibility of number 11 also becoming Kadosh, not if he called 10, 10, and he called 11, 10. But in a case where he called number 10, 9, and number 11, 10, then that also gets Kedusha. Ah, since it gets Kedusha, that's why if two of them went out simultaneously, not one after the other, but two squeezed out simultaneously as Asiri, then you have Asiri, the Achad Asimu Ravin Zebezeh, which means that you have now Masa Behema and the Karm Shlamim mixed up one with the other. What do you do with such a situation? Rashi says that you wait until you get a until you get Mumin, and then you will go and bring the Karm Shlamim. You're not going to bring the Karm Shlamim. Once they both get a Mum, the Shlamim you're going to go and sell, get new money, and bring a carbon instead. And vis-a-vis the Masa Behema, the Masa Behema will belong to you. And Masa Behema, the din is just like Bechor, that if it has, if it's a tam, you bring it for a carbon. If it has a mum, then it's nechal without bringing for a carbon. You don't have to be pointed. The only difference between Bechor and Masa Behema is Bechor goes to the Kohen. Masa Behema belongs to the Balaam. Alright, so since I don't know which one is which, the Asir, the Achad Asar, so what I do is wait till they get Mumin, and the Yishlomim are going to be Poida, and the Masa Behema will just eat outside. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so bottom line is, that's once again an exception to the rule, that even though it's Ein B'zeh Achar Zeh, Avul Yeshnoi B'Basachas. Next case, Hari Toida. Third line of the Y line. Tari Toida, the lesser betos. By Toida, you don't have the answer of Toos that we just gave by Masa Behema, in case you had a Toos 9, 10, 11. But less than Ami Bezeach is that you can't have a Toida one after the other. What means you can't have a Toida one after the other? That every time you bring a carbon Toida, you have to also bring along 40 chalas. Okay, what happens if you first brought 40 chalas and then he decided to go and bring yet a another 40 chalas? Okay, that's very beautiful, but the second chalas, 40 chalas, do not get Kedusha. The first 40 have to be the B'shas, the Shechita. After that's done, they become Kodosh. And then if you want to add another 40, sorry, they may be beautiful chalas, but they don't get the Kedusha of a carbon lach meitait. So, Eine B'zeachazeh. And you can do it betoris, if by mistake, once you did 40, and you decide you want to do another 40, or Rashi says another tois would be, what happens if he has 40 and 40 chalas? 40 of the chalas were made out of white wheat, white flour. The other one he made out of dark flour, perhaps it's whole wheat, if you will. So what happens? He originally had in mind that the black flour chalas should become kadosh, and when he shechted it, or when the person in Beis Hamikdash shechted it, he had in mind for the black ones. And then, presto, they realized, uh-oh, he brought the wrong ones to the Beis Hamikdash, he brought the levanos, he brought the white ones. What happens? Then they do not become kadosh because he made a mistake. So you see it, leka leise betos. You don't have the tois exception that we had by the Masa Behema. So that doesn't work. The less of a toys. The less of a, you can't have 40 after 40. Once you have 40 already Makudish, you can't be Makadish another 40. Okay, so the Chori, then the Halacha should be, Kol She'en B'Zeachazeh, Afil B'Basachaseina. The Itmar, Toida Shinishchot Al Shmoinim Chalas. Oh, what happens if you shechted a carbon Toida on 80 Chalas? You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to shechted on 40. You shechted on 80. Chizki Omer, Chizki Omar, Kad Shile Arboy Mitoch Shmoinim. 40 out of the 80 will become Kodesh. Not the whole 80, but 40 out of the 80. No, 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 no such thing. 40 out of 80 do not become Kodesh. None of it becomes Kodesh. So, L'chayra, L'chayra, Rabba holds like Rabbi Yochanan. That just like Rabba said, Kol Shebe Enoi, V'zeh Achar Zeh, Afilu B'Bas Achas Enoi, says Rabbi Yochanan, if you took 80, none of them become Kodesh. Not even the 40. L'chayra, Arboim, Mitoch Shmoinim. Gonished. Okay, so we have nice support to Rabba from Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is from Cheskiah. Cheskiah says, Kodshi l'arboi mitar shmoinim, four of them become Kodesh. Why do they become Kodesh? Koshein b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'zeachas eino. So you're going to tell me, why are you screaming at Rabba? Rabba learns like Rabbi Yochanan. He disagrees with Cheskiah. So Rashi tells us something very important, and that is that Cheskia was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, the assumption is that we're going to paskin like Cheskia and not like Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why it would make more sense that Rabbah should go in the footsteps of Cheskia and not Rabbi Yochanan. Ezei a shver on Rabbah from Cheskia that 40 of the 80 become Mekudesh, and according to Rabbah, Kol Sheh Inu B'Zeh Chazeh, Afil B'Bas Achas Einoi. Says the Gemara in the name of Shub and Levi, on the side they have another Gisra, Bzeira. Everybody agrees means both Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan agree. If he says, I only want 40 out of 80, Kachi, that works, because he said only 40. So that's all okay. No, I don't want 40. I only want 80. I'm Mark Medavka 80. Everybody agrees. Like Kachi. Again, according to Rabbah, Bistam means that he brought 80 and he didn't say a word. He didn't say I want 40 out of the 80. He didn't say I want only 80. He didn't say anything. So what's the machlokes Cheskia and Rabbi Yochanan? Why do you think he brought the 80? He was worried that maybe 40 would get lost, would become tamei, somehow or other they become defiled, disqualified. To be the safe side, he brought 80. He brought l'achrais. Chrais means as a backup option just to be the safe side. But he only meant 40. And that's why he says Cheskia, kachla bar mitar shmayin. Umar sev l'kam gadol kam chanin, says Rabbi Yochanan, no, if a person brings 80, it's because he wants taka to bring 80. Normally by Korban Toida, you went and invited your family and friends because you're doing a Suda Saidah. You were saved from one of the four things that we speak about, for those of you Nusach Sfard, on Friday nights before you start Ashrei, we say Hoidi. And in Hoidi it talks about the four things, the Oivrei Yamin, the Oitzim Beisar Surim, a person who was a Choyla, so on and so forth. So it's a Suda Saidah, and that's why you have 40 Chalas. What happens if this fellow has a huge family, or a lot of friends. So instead of having 40 lachmei toida, he wants 80 lachmei toida. Okay, the kum gogel kum achadim. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work. Like Rabbi said, koshem einu bezeach hazeh filu basachas einai. So you don't have a kasha from Cheskia. The Cheskia says that 40 out of the 80 become kodesh. You know why they become kodesh? Because he only wanted 40. The other 40 were only intended for achrayis. While according to Rabbi Yochanan, none of them become kadosh because kol she'en b'zeach hazeh afilu b'asach hazeinoi, he intended korban gadol. With this, we've basically concluded the discussion about Rabbah's thesis that Rabbah said that kol she'en b'zeach hazeh afilu b'asach hazeinoi. Now, who was defending Rabbah? That was Rabbah. Gemara asked about Rabbah. If you go back to the Gemara on the Amud Beis, Gemara asked initially Akasha on Rami Bar Choma, and then Ella Omar Rava, that's three lines from the bottom, Ella Omar Rava, Kro, Bezeach, Zeh, Masis, and Kidder Rabbah. So Rabbah explained the halacha of why Hamakadish Isha Vitoi, Isha Vachoisa, Ka'achas, Enem, Kudoshois, based on Rabbah's halacha. Frey Timor, what does Rabbah need to come on to Rabbah? For Rabbah, Lomale, Vishnuy, Karabbah, Tapik, Lake, Nushin, Shemesulah, Vienino. And as we'll see in another moment, there's a big machloket between Abai and Rava, the Gabi Kedushin Shem Misrum Nabiya, Have Kedushin Aloi, Have Kedushin. What's the classic case of Kedushin Shem Misrum Nabiya? Person went over to a Shliach Likabola on behalf of two sisters. We had two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah appointed Lavan to be their Shliach to Makabal Kesef Kedushin. And Yaakov gave Lavan Kesef Kedushin and said, I am marrying one of them, without specifying out loud who he is marrying. And then after the dust settles, we don't know, Yaakov doesn't know, Yaakov doesn't remember. Maybe Yaakov initially said, I want to take one of the two, I'll decide later on. What's the din? It's a Kedushin Sheim Esur Nabiya. Why is it Kedushin Sheim Esur Nabiya? Because perhaps he married Rachel, and now if he decides that he wants Leah, or vice versa, hey, he married Leah, and he decides he wants Rachel, there's a problem. You can't go and take the second wife. Even if he divorces the first wife, as long as the first one is still alive, you cannot go and marry the second one. That being the case, where I don't know which one he was mekadesh, he won't be able to live with either one. That being the case, says Rava, it's kedushin she'ein mesur mebia, loy have a kedushin. Since a major purpose in getting married is for, if not the sole purpose of getting married, is for purpose of period verivia, if you can't go and procreate because you don't know whether you're married to the other sister or not, it's kedusha shem esur labia that you can never consummate the marriage. Says Rav, in those circumstances, the marriage never took place. It's totally ineffective. Ah, so if that's the case, that's a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. I don't need to come on to Rabba. Rava could have said in his own name. It says in the Mishnah, if a person mekadesh ishuvita or shtei achoyos keachas enu mekudashos. You know why enu mekudashos? Because each one of the two, let's talk about the two sisters. The two sisters that we had in the Mishnah, he'll never be able to go and live with either one of the two. Because if he married both of them at the same time, it's impossible to marry both of them. So you're going to say, okay, so by default, he married one of them. If he married one of them, then he cannot live with either one. Because I don't know which one. Was it Rachel? Was it Leah? Was it Leah? Was it Rachel? And therefore, he might be pogeya, be achois ishtoi, which is an erva. So he won't be able to live with either one. So that's a kedusha shein nisur lebia. That being the case of Timara, Rava could have answered that very nicely without getting Rava kol she'en b'zeach azeach filu b'basachas einoi. If Rava was starting off learning Pshat in the Mishnah, he could learn just like he learned. That the reason why it's not effective, because each one of the sisters, each one of the mother and the daughter, is a Kedusha Shein Mesur Levia. Very simply. However, Rami Bar Chama, who is learning that the reason is because that's Pshat in the Pasuk, of Isha L'choysa L'sika Chlitzrar, that they become Tzori Zu L'Zu at the time of the Kiddushin, Rava had to go and take Rami Bachama away from that Pshat, because he said if that's the case, why did it say B'nichus V'nefashos O'isim Mikerev Amam, if Kiddushin is not Toifis, there shouldn't be Kareis, and therefore the Divrei Rami Bachama, he said it's like Rabba Koshein B'Zeach HaZeh. But if we're starting off on a clean slate, and we'd ask Rava, what's the reason why Hamakadish Isha Vita Ishva Choisa Einan Meku Dashois? The reason is because the Kedushin Shein Mesurin Libya. I see Barry has a question.
This is one that used to the Yal Kagam, like a five stop. It's Rava and Rami Bar Chama. This is a Yal Kagam.
And who are the two Bali Plukta? Who's arguing in that?
And then when in the Yal Kagam, it's Abaye and Rava.
Good. So let's go to the next line. Itmar Kedushin Shein Mesurin Lebia, Abaye Omer Havi Kedushin, Rava Omer Le Havi Kedushin.
I didn't look ahead, thank you.
You don't have to look ahead, Baruch Hashem. Your knowledge of Shas is so tremendous, and I'm not surprised that you came up with this. And if you all would like to turn just for a short moment to Nun Beis Amid Aleph, which we will learn tomorrow, you'll see about 40% down the Amid, the Gemara says, Tiyufta Drava Tiyufta Vilchas HaKabasa De'Abaya. Barry is still with me. Right before the two dots of Nun Beis Amid Aleph. See that? Barry,
yes.
Hilchas Hakavasi Abaye be al kigam, as you had predicted. Yeshakoyach, thank you. So now that we know the beginning and the end, meaning we know that it's a machloekis between Abaye and Rava, we know that this is one of the six cases that we paskin like Abaye. We're going to explore now this machloekis. Itmar, kedushin shein mesurin lebia. Abaye omer havi kedushin, Rava omer loy havi kedushin. Now, the classic case of a kedusha and mesurin lebia is not the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah was that he was mekadesh two achoyes together, and he said, "I'm giving to the shliach lekabola. I'm giving two prutois, one for Rachel, one for Leah." And he's saying, "Hari aten mikudoshes li, b'madbeyos elu, b'prutos elu, k'das Moshe v'Yisrael. So both of them happen exactly the same time. And we're not talking that he gives Rachel a madbeya and he gives Leah a madbeya, because he can't give them simultaneously. He gives it to a shliach on behalf of both of them. So that's mamish simultaneously. There we can say pshat in the Mishnah, either because of kol shein b'zeach hazeh, like Rabba said, or we can go and say, because kedusha shein b'sul l'biyah, it's impossible to go and be bought on either one, because he's mekadesh both of them. However, the case really of Abaye v'Rava is really the case where he's mekadesh one of the two. The same situation with Rachel v'Leah, and you have a shliach on behalf of both of them, and he gives a shliach only one pruta, and he says, I am being mekadesh one of the two. And he doesn't disclose who he has in mind. Presumably he knew, but he didn't say. And then after that, we ask him, ay, I have had a temporary moment of insanity, and I just don't remember. I don't remember whether I was Mekadosh Rochel or Mekadosh Leah. So this is a Kiddushin, which at the time when he was originally Mekadosh, should have worked very nicely. And in fact, if at that time he knew, and only subsequently he did not remember, then that would have been a Kiddushin on Mesura Mabir, because he only chose one of the two. But if at the time of the Kiddushin, even he himself didn't know which one he was going to choose, he figured, this way I'll put them on ice, and I'll have the better of the two. I'll interview both of them, I'll speak to both of them, and I'll figure out which one is nicer, which one is better, which one is a greater tznua, which one is a greater chachemes, which one knows Tillim better, etc., etc., and then I'll make my decision. You can't make your decision then, my friend. That's a Kiddushin named Mesura Mabir. Since I don't know Bishas Maisa which one he was Mekadesh Rachel or Leah, ain't Mesura Mabir. According to Rava, that Kiddushin is not Chal. It's zero. And therefore he's free to go marry either one of them, or he's free to marry any other lady in the world. No problem. So Abaye Omar Havi Kiddushin. Abaye says it is Kiddushin. I just don't know which one. And he's going to have to go and give a get to both Rachel and to Leah. He'll have to get, it was an effective Kiddushin. He'll never be able to consummate the Kiddushin. So what? So he cannot consummate. But the Erisin, the Kiddushin, was effective. Rav Amar Lo have a Kiddushin. No, it's zero. What's the basis? Omer Rav. Bar Ahina Asbali. Bar Ahina is the name of a Chocham. He explained it to me, said Rav. It says the Pasuk, Yikach Ish Isha Uvi Ola. Now remember at the beginning of our Masechta, when we asked, how do you know that Isha's nickname is Bekesef? We learn a kicha kicha misteyaf, right? And here's the kicha of ki yikach ish isha. He took her with money. But right after that it says uva'ola. And he was boel. If he gave money, what's this shot of being boel? Ah, comes to tell you, kiddushin mesur labi have a kiddushin. Kiddushin mesur labi have a kiddushin. When do I say that ki yikach ish isha through erisin, through money works? It works if he could subsequently be boel. But if he cannot be boy because he doesn't know which of the two sisters he married, lo yavi kiddushin. So let's try to bring now a series of kashis on Rava. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah.
It's a technical question. In other words, it's not in the halos. He married one of them, but he just doesn't know which one. So it's not a matter. It's not that intrinsically. It's a condition from Shalabia. It just, he doesn't know. It's a Chasser Yediyah.
Good. What you're saying is correct. But because of the fact that he doesn't know which one he married, can he go now and consummate the marriage with Rachel? No.
Because he doesn't know.
Because it could be. I mean, if these were two strangers, it wouldn't be a problem.
It could be a sister-in-law.
Exactly. And Isha L'Chaisel Isikah. So for this technical, mechanical reason, as you've pointed out, what's the din? It's not an effective Kiddushin. A Kiddushin is only good if at the time of the Kiddushin it is known to him and to the Kala and to whoever they de-ate him, that we know for sure who he's getting married to, so that we know that he can consummate the marriage. But if at the time we don't know, he doesn't know, nobody knows, so therefore you cannot consummate the marriage because maybe he's married to Rachel, maybe he's married to Leah, says Rav, then the whole thing is meaningless. Abaye says, you don't know, you don't know, but the Maisa Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. And therefore you're going to have to go and give a get to each one. You won't be able to consummate. Abaye agrees, you can't consummate. but doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the Kedusha. The Kedusha was good. And Rava says, the makar that I have is from this pasuk, where it says, kikach ishisha, when is the kikach effective? Only if it's roi to be a be'ila. But it's not roi, it's not roi. Kedusha b'sum l'bi'av kedushin, and b'sum l'bi'av l'bi'av kedushin. So tonight, so let's ask for my mishnah. Hamekadosh isha v'itra isha v'achoysa ki achas, and a mekudoshes. Oh, it's mashma v'dafkas, it was mekadosh, both mother and daughter, or both sisters. What happens if he's only been Mekadosh one of the two without designating which one? So maybe he married the mother, maybe he married the daughter, maybe he married Rachel, maybe he married Leah. I don't know. State in the Mishnah. Mishnah doesn't say Mekudoshes, but that's the deal. It's only Isha Vita, Isha Vachoisa, ain't a Mekudoshes. But Achas Mehen Mekudoshes. We have that problem of Rava. The Rava says that since I don't know which one is which, then it's Kedusha Mesur Lebiya. Why would it say Mekudashes? Tiyufta the Rava, Tachshver Akasha and Rava. Omelech Rava. So Rava says, you ask me Akasha from the Resha. I'm going to bring a Raya to me from the Sefer. Ulatamach, in the Sefer. We learned this already yesterday in the Mishnah. The Gemara now quotes it again. Ma'isim Mechom Mishnashim. There's a real true story of five women who behenched the achoyis. Among the five, there were two sisters. No, there was three strangers and two sisters. The person went and collected together a basket full of figs. Vishal Han Hoysina was theirs. Vishal Shvi's Hoysina was Shemitah. And remember, we promised that the Gemara is going to explain what's the significance that it was theirs, that it was Shemitah. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen today. That's going to be tomorrow's Gemara Mir Tashem. Right after the Al Kigam, we're going to talk about the Shalahem Mishal Shviyas. The Omar. So he took together this basket and he said, Hari Kulchem Mikudashes Lidikal Kalishu. All five of you are Mikudish. And he hands it over to a Shliach LeKabbalah on behalf of all five. And he's Mikudash all of them simultaneously. The Omar Chacham. Einachoyis Mikudashes. Says the Mishnah that three of them are Mikudish, but not the girls that are sisters. Three, yes, the three strangers, the Nachriyos, but not the Achoyos. Says Okimar, Achoyos who the enemy Kudashes? Ha Nachriyos Mekudashes. But the strangers, they are. When we say Nachriyos, Chas Hashem, we don't mean Goites. Nachriyos means that they're not related. Ha Nachriyos Mekudashes. Preitimar Hechidami, how could that be? Ilim the Yama Kulchem Kani or Kulchem Kani. That he's saying to the Shlicha Kabbalah, I want to go marry all five simultaneously. That doesn't work, because at v'chamorhu, the at v'chamor loikana. The words at v'chamor is kind of a very strong expression. We don't want to denigrate anybody, but rather Rashi says we're talking about a situation. What happens if you have a mommy that gave birth to a baby? Maybe the baby is already a year old, and the mommy, Baruch Hashem, is pregnant once again. And she's obviously pregnant. And then somebody comes and says, I want to give a present to both kids, both the one that is alive and the one that is in utero. Now this person has very nice, he's very gracious, and this is a very nice gesture. However, halachically, the one that's in utero does not have a yad to be kona. And since he bundled the two together, that I'm giving a present to both the nolad and the one that's in the fetus that's in utero, then neither of them is kona. If you look at the last Rashi all the way in the bottom, two lines in the bottom, kni at v'chamorhu, noisen matonis lenoider. I'm on the final line now. Noisen matonis lenoider. Uli ober shuveimai. He gives presents to both of them. She'ene kona klum. The ober shuveimai cannot be kona anything. His gam anoyven ene kona. He didn't give each one separately. He gave them together as a package deal. So says the Gemara, just like in the case of the Nolad and the Ubishvei Imai, it's impossible to go and be matna to both of them simultaneously because the Ubishvei Imai cannot be Kona. So how can you go and be Kona these five women since I know for sure that one of the two achoyos, you cannot be koina. And in fact, the Mishnah says, ein achoyos mekudoshes, the two women are not Mekudish, but the other three are. That's a case of Atva Chamorhu. Atva Chamor Leikana. Elamai says the one of the Amid Beis. Elav the Omulhu. Achas Mikem. Uktoni Ein Achoyiz Mekudoshoiz. So it must be a situation, not that he said that I want to be Mekoina all five, but he said I want to be Koina four out of the five. In terms of the two Achoyiz, I want to be Mekadish one of the two. And what does it say in the Mishnah? Uktani Ein Achoyiz Mekudoshes. Now, what have we gained by saying I only want to be Koina one of the two Achoyiz? Then it's not a case of At V'chamar, because he's not being Mekadish, the one that he cannot be Mekadish, and not being Mekadish both Achoyiz, because he's Mekadish both Achoyiz, and he couldn't be Mekadish the three Nachoyiz either, because it's all or nothing. And therefore, says Zigmar, it's talking about that he said, I only want to be Koina four out of the five, the three Nachriyos, and one out of the two. Oh, so that's okay, because one out of the two works. Ah, so I have now the three, plus the one, that is four. So then you don't have a problem of Atva Chamoru. Yet, the Mishnah says, Uktani ein achoyis mekudashos, that neither the two achoyis in the Kudish. Why is neither the two achoyis mekudash? He said, they only want one out of the two. Ah, that's Rava Lishitasoi, a riot to Rava, that what? That you can't, it's a Kedush and Shein Mesur and Mabia, because since he didn't specify which one of the two, he didn't designate which one of the two, so it's impossible to go and marry, to consummate with either one, so Mela, neither of them is Makudish. And therefore says the Gemara, instead of having a Kashin now on Rava, we have a riot to Rava from the Sefer. And therefore, bottom line, L'Rava Kasha Reisha, the Reisha Takashve and Rava, why did the Mishnah tell us a case of two together, Isha V'Achoysa, Ki Achas? It could have said one of the two Achoyos, according to Rava. Reisha is, I'm sorry, L'Rava Kasha Reisha, L'Abaye Kasha Sefer. According to Abaye, the Sefer Shve, because obviously the Sefer cannot be talking about these Mekadish, both girls, both sisters at the same time, because since it's impossible, that would be an Atva Chamor, then nobody would be Koina, not even the three Nachriyos. Muzdach Zayin, like Rava said, that he's been Mekadish of three Nachriyos and one out of the two girls. And nevertheless, we say that it's not Koina, neither one of the Achoyis Mekudoshes. Choyerai to Rava, against the Abaye. So we have a Raya to Abaye from the Reisha, Akasha on Rava from the Reisha. We have a Raya to Rava from the Sefer, Kasha li Abaye from the Sefer. And therefore, says Yimar, Abaye mataris atame, Rava mataris atame. Abaye mataris atame. Hamakadish Yishuv Ito, O Yishuv Achoyse ke Achas, Einon Mekudoshes. Both together, no good. Ho Achas me Yishuv Uvita. Now add the word Oy. Ho Achas me Yishuv Ito. Oy miisha b'choisa mikudashes. That would work. Why would that work? Because Abaye lishitasa, that Abaye holds that even though it's a kedushin shem mesur and labia, have a kedushin. So two together doesn't work. And we could say that the reason why it doesn't work is like Rava said, kosh ein b'zachase afilu b'vasachas einai. But here, if you only want to mikudash one of the two, mikudashes. Abaye says, sure, I it's a kedushin shem mesur and labia. Who cares? Still mikudash. Now we're adding a few words so that Abaye will not have a kasha from the Sefer. Ah, what Abaye is doing is, instead of talking about whether Stam Kedushin has to be Ro'ui to be Mesur Labia or not, here he said expressly, if he says of the two sisters, which I'm not designating now which one I'm marrying, of those two, Harui Labia, the one that will be Roy Labia Tiskadishli, should be Mekudeshes to me, says the Mishnah, Ein Mekudeshes. Now what's the reason why? Because neither of the two is Roy Labia, as we said. So according to Rav, you don't even have to say V'yom'oma Harui Labia. That's implicit. And therefore, Kedushin Shem Mesur Labia Le'av Kedushin. Here, Abaye had to add the stipulation, the condition. And he said, V'yom'oma Harui Labia, it's Kadesh Le'i. No, any Mekadesh, because neither one is roy lebia, and therefore both of them are not mekudesh. Umayis and nami b'chamish nashu behem shtei achoyes v'liket echem kalkalishol te'enim v'amar ru'yali mikem. Again, we're adding now v'amar ru'yali mikem tiskadishli, that among the five, two of them are achoyes. I want to marry the one that will be ro'y lebia. V'amar chacham in achoyes mekudashes. The chacham said neither is mekudesh because neither is roy lebia. Therefore, says Abaya, that's pshat in the Mishnah. So through that small modification of the Sefer now is in accordance with Abaya. Now, Rava mitaras the Tamei. Rava now enters the Mishnah, l'shita soy, and that is, we start off the Mishnah, not like we learned pshat in the Mishnah initially, hamekadesh ish uvita, or isha v'achoysa, but rather, hamekadesh achas mish ish uvita, I don't know which one. Was it the mother? Was it the daughter? Was it Rachel? Was it Leah? Ich weiß nicht. Because the Chusin himself didn't know. He didn't designate which one. Nase k'nisha k'nisha becomes same case like Isha Uvita together. Oy Isha v'achoysa ki achas together. Ah, so by adding that additional line, Rava now causes the Reisha to shtim with his Shita, and that is, even if you only Mekadosh one of the two, Eina Mekudosh is because it's Kedushin, She'ein Mesurin Lebiya. Ma'asanami, B'chom Mishah Shabayim Shtei Achoyis, V'liket Echon, M'kalkol Shaltein, V'yom Ha'ari Kulchem, V'achas, Om Ha'ari Kulchem, and V'achas M'shtei Achoyis Mekudoshesli. He didn't say that both achoyish mekudish to me, because since one of them cannot be mekudish, that would be a case of at v'chamor, and it would not be koina, like we said in the Omer Aleph. So they have a talking Hari Kulchem, the achas v'shtei achoyish mekudoshesli, v'kakol lezu, v'yamechom ein achoyish mekudoshes. You know why the achoyish and amekudoshes? Rava l'shita said that Rava holds that it's a kedushin chain mesur l'biya, loy have a kedushin. Okay, so we asked the Gutta Kasha from our Mishnah, and we've entered the Kasha both according to Rava and according to Abai. But the Gemara keeps on going further with further challenges on Rava. And we already know the end of the story, that well, eventually we're going to get to Tiyufta, the Rava Tiyufta, and therefore, that's why the Gemara keeps on asking Kasha after Kasha on Rava. Toshima, HaMekadosh is B'toistam, a person, this is a Mishnah later on in Daf Samach Dalet. We'll have that in about 2 weeks. Person Mekadesh, his Isha Stam, Bitoy Stam. And Rashi says he's talking about that he had a number of daughters. But he didn't say which daughter. And he's Mekadesh one of them. To a Chosin. Ein Abaykes Bechlal. Now after the dust settles, the Chosin says, okay, tell me which one am I married to? So the Mishnah says, Ein Abaykes Bechlal. The Begrace is certainly not in the picture. Now, why aren't they in the picture? Because a father only has the right to go marry off a daughter who's a ketana or a nara, but he doesn't have a right to go marry off the begeris. So the begeris are out of the picture. Zoktimara, however, haketanas b'chlal. But all the ketanas, if he had three or four ketanas l'moshel, all of them are now Suffolk Mikudashes. It's just the boy grace are not part of the equation, but the ketanois are, which is mashma, that he is now Suffolk Mikudish to every one of the younger ketanois. And if there are four ketanois, he's Suffolk Mikudashes to every one of Suffolk Mikudish to all four. Frank Muramai, Kiddushay Mesurun Lebiya Ninu. You should say that he's not married to anyone. If the father only said, I'm Mekadosh, my daughter, without designating which daughter, then he cannot live with any of the daughters, because it might be that this daughter that he's going to try to make bia is going to be Achoyis Ishtar. It might be a sister of his real wife. So in Bazoi, it's a case of Kedushin She'en Mesurin Lebiya. So we should say, none of them are Mekadosh, not just the Ein Aboygris Bechlal, Ein Aktanas Bechlal, none of them are Bechlal. Tiyufta de Rava. Amalach Rav Halchamai Skinen, Shem Sham Elek Doyluktana. He only has two daughters. An older daughter who's over Bat Mitzvah, not only over Bat Mitzvah, already a Begeres, And Iktana, who is all of only 8 or 10 years old, not bas mitzviyat. Or for that matter, the Iktana could also be a nar. But the point is, only has 2 daughters. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. He makadish the bitoi stam. He didn't identify who it was. The bogeres, the older one, is out of the picture. The only one that's in the picture is the Iktana. And since there's only one, then everybody agrees it's kedushin hamesurin lebiya and mikudashes. Freitimar, come on, give me a break. It doesn't say ein ha boigeris bechal. It says ein ha boigreis bechal. Ha boigreis ketani. It's a chmashma that there are multiple boigreis, and therefore it's mashes to the multiple ketanois. Everyone, my boigreis the alma. When it says over here in the Mishnah, ha mekadosh is bitoi stam, ein ha boigreis bechal, it means ein ha boigeris of any one of these situations, which means, what happens if not only Yankel married off his daughter to Beryl, but what happens if Reuven married off his daughter to Shimon, and Levi married off his daughter to Yehuda, and Yisachar married off his daughter to Zvulun, and Eliezer married off his daughter to Yahushua, even though in each case they only had one Begeris and one Ketana, all of the boigrois in these cases of the Yankel and the Beryl and the Reuven and the Shimon and the Levi and Yehuda and Yisachar and the Zvulun, all of these cases, the boigrois are not bechlal. Why not? Because the father only has the right to go marry off the ketanois. And in each case, it was only one ketana. So that's why the ketana is married. Freiti mara, ihochi mai lememra. I mean, this is such a dover poshet, I don't need a mishnah for that. Any cheder yingle that knows anything about Hilchos Kedusha knows that a father only has the right to go marry off a Tano and Nara, not a boigeres. So of course ain't a boigeres bechlal. So if you're going to go and tell me it's talking about multiple boigeres and multiple ketanois, oh, so it's telling us a chiddush. The boigeres are out of the picture, but all the ketanois are in the picture, even though I don't know which one is which. And be like a baya that Kedusha chain Mesurim Lebiya have a Kedusha. But now that you're telling me that we're talking about just a single Ketana and a second Gedoyla, a single Gedoyla, then for Shteitzach the Gedoyla is not Bechlal, he doesn't even have the power to marry her off. Every Malchama Yiskinu to Shavisa Shliach, oh, even though he doesn't have inherent and independent rights to marry off his daughter, the Gedoyla, but the daughter said, Daddy, Tati, Abba, Father, I know that you know Yungalite and Bochur much better than I do, and therefore do me a favor, I hereby appoint you and anoint you to be my shliach, to go and find a chosin for me. As soon as you find one, take money, give it to the, let the chosin give you the money, and let's call it a deal. So the Boyeres Shavisa Shliach. So therefore Maud is Seima. If that's the case, so now he is empowered halachically both to marry off the Begeris and to marry off the Ketana. The Ketana because the Torah gives him that right, and the Gdoila because the Gdoila herself gave him that right. So I would think that maybe he had in mind for the Gdoila, Kamash Malad Leshavik Inish Midi the Isliha Nominei. He's not going to leave over the Ketana and marry off the Gdoila, because if he marries off the Gdoila, he doesn't have any Toyda Sano. He doesn't get any money in his pocket. But if it's the Ketana, automatically he gets the Kes of Kedushin, both by the Ketana and by the Nara. So a person is always, every person, even the greatest person in the world, always has a self-interest. Since he has a self-interest, his self-interest is to go and collect the money for the Ketana, and that's the one he had in mind, and not the Gdoila. Fake tomorrow, Miloy Askin and the Amalei Kedushin Lididach. Once you're telling me that that Mishnah is talking about a situation where the Gdoila appointed the father to be the Shliach, go one step further. She could have appointed to be the Shliach and said to him, and by the way, Tati, if you find the Chusin, you can keep the money, you don't have to give it to me. Those that will be the your service charge. Your service fee. Find the chusin. He's going to go and give money to the mekadeshmi. You can keep the cash. So if that's the case, why does the father have in mind now the ketana more than the gdaila? I feel the holchi. Shall we finish mitzvah rami alei? Father mitzvah rami alei. since a father has a mitzvah to go be married off the ketanes, beating a sakli ishazeh, or even a nara. Now, where does it say in the Torah that a father has a mitzvah to go and marry off the daughter? So Rashi brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah, the last line of the narrow lines of Rashi. Find husbands for your daughters. And the Gemara is assuming that pasuk is referring to ketanos. There you have, because there you have the koyach to marry off the daughter. That being the case, that's a mitzvah, the Rami Alei. Mashenken, the Gedoyla is already independent. It's not a mitzvah, the Rami Alei. He doesn't have to go and marry her off. It's interesting because in today's culture, we would say that if you have a Gedoyla and a Ktana, you want to go marry off the Gedoyla first because she's already of age. Let's get her out of the house. Let's marry her off, right? If a person has a number of daughters that are unmarried and they're all of marriageable age, you want to go marry off the oldest first, if at all possible. And here we say, no, even though the father was empowered to go and marry off both the Gdoyla and the Ktana, he prefers the Ktana because of the fact he's going to be an oven mitzvah, the Ramya Alei. Toshima, Mishiesh lo shtei kitei bonois mishtei noshim. Person married two women. First he married Rachel, and then afterwards he married Leah. When he married Rachel, Rachel had two daughters. And then Rachel left the scene. She died, gave her a get, or whatever. Then he married Leah, and she also had two daughters. So now he has four daughters altogether. The oldest daughter, of course, is the first of the first set. The youngest, of course, is the younger one of the second set. The question is, if I were to go and say, show me the Gdoyla, who are we referring to? So says the Gemara, Tarshima, Mishiesh lo shtei kitei bonos. He has two sets of daughters. Mishtei noshim, from two women. The Omar, and he said, Kidashi esbiti hagdoyla. I went and I was Mekadish, my daughter the Gdoyla. Mind you, all of these are still under bat mitzvah, or at maximum bat mitzvah. And therefore he's saying, I married off my biti hagdoyla to Yankel Smith. However, v'eini yodea, but I don't recall in gdoyla shebigdoylas, was it the oldest one of the first set? Then gdoyla shebigtanis, maybe it was the older one of the second set. In gdoyla shebigdoylas, or maybe it was the younger one of the first set, who, although she's a ktana, vis-a-vis her own sister, but she's gdoyla men agdoyla shebigtanis. She is older than the eldest of the second set, who's her half-sister. So, I'm not sure. Of these four, three of them one could call the Gedoyla. The only one that I know for sure that is not the Gedoyla is the younger one of the second set. And therefore, Kulan Asurais, all three of them will now be Asur to marry, because any one of these three might be married to this fellow. That we know for sure is off the table, because that for sure is not the Gedoyla Divramei. Is Achzai Shver on Rava? Because according to Rava, since all three of these Gedoylois, he would not be able to go and live with, it's Kedushin Shein Mitzur Labiyah, because it might be Achois Ishtoi. So anytime you have Kedushin Shein Mitzur Labiyah, Einem Kedushas. Yet it says over here that there's a Sophic Kedushin for all three. Rava should go and say, none of them are married. What's the Sophic? Every Malcha Maiskin and Kishahukum will be sorry from this Arvo. It's talking about that initially the father knew very well which Gedoyla it was. Only subsequently he forgot. And therefore when he originally made the Kedushin, he knew that he was talking about either the first of the four, or the second, or the third. He knew exactly. And so therefore at that time it was Kedushin HaMesurin Leviyah. The only problem was that after a full wedding night, and I guess he had a couple of drinks, the next morning he wakes up, oy vavoy, I forgot which one of the Gdolis I was Mekadish. In such a case, Nabad is a Chasofik. So that's why he has a Sofik Kedushin on all three. Take an amen, I'll bring a right that this is not a gekvetched Torah, this is not a far-fetched answer. This is the real Pshat, Diktani, it says, Eini Yodeya. Look at the Lashon of the Mishnah again. It says, Kidashi is Bitek Gdolis, Eini Yodeya. Eini Yodeya means, from now, I don't know. But like Tony, Eni Yadua, it doesn't say Eni Yadua. Eni Yadua would have the Mashmois, that I never knew. No, no, I knew. Yesterday when I did the Kedushin, I knew exactly which one of the Gdeis. Unfortunately, today I forgot. Shmam, you know that that's Taka the Pshat, and therefore it's not a Kikvetch to Teretz, it's the real Pshat according to Rav. What's the Kiddush? Anytime a person is Mekadosh, one of his daughters, and afterwards you ask which one, I just can't remember. I don't know. I can't remember. So it's a chasavik. So what's the shaila? What's the chiddush? Ah, so the one that full came out of Yoyz, the Amal, the Machas Inish Nav Shul Esveika, Kamash Malon, the Machas Inish Nav Shul Esveika. Rabbi Yoyz is a very, very, doesn't like to take too many risks. He's very risk adverse. And he says that if a person goes and says Gedoyla, he knows which Gedoyla he's talking about. And presumably he means the Gedoyla Sheh Bigdoyla. He doesn't mean the second, he doesn't mean the third, by the fact that he uses the term Gedoyla. Because if there was any Shaila, he would have said, I'm marrying off to you, dear Chosen, Spritza, or Gemendel, or Sally, or Nancy, or whatever the girl's name is. The fact that he said Gedoyla, a person doesn't want to get into a situation where he's going to have to pull his hair out. You want to do things without risks. You're risk adverse. Kamash Malon, this price? No, no, no. That people are not as risk adverse as Rabbi Yossi would suggest. And people do sometimes use the term Gedoyla, even though it's susceptible to potential problems in the future. People are willing to take a couple of risks. Toshima, next case. A person married one of two sisters. Any day is a Kiddush. He doesn't remember, he doesn't know. Oh, we'll see the any idea once again what that means. Any idea is a kiddush doesn't know which one of the two sisters. No, he's going to get lezu, we get lezu. After the dust settled, who can he live with? He can't live with either one. I don't know which one. I don't know whether it was Rachel, I don't know whether it was Leah. So give a get to each one. According to Rabbi, you don't have to give a get to either one. Because if you don't know, it's a kiddush name, it's Surah Labir. So the Chayra, you don't need a get for either one, because ain't a mikudeshes. Again, that when he was Makadish, one of the Shtei Achoyis, he knew which one. And later on, he forgot. Same thing as before. So what's the Chiddush? Of course, if he married a woman, he doesn't remember which one. So he has to go and give a get to this one and to that one. What's the Chiddush? Oh, the Sefer comes to tell you. Mace. What happens if this person who was married one of the two achoyas, this person died without leaving any children? Now, no surprise he didn't leave any children because he couldn't consummate marriage with either one of them. But maybe he didn't have children from an earlier marriage. No children. Zero. But he has one brother. Okay. So since he's presumably married to one of them, what's a din? Since I don't know which one, choylitz l'shteyan. If there's only one brother, you should give a chalitza to both of them. You couldn't have the brother go and be miyabing one of them, because that would be achoys, potentially it could be achoys zikukasai. Because maybe the real zika is the other sister. And therefore, either one that he's going to be miyabim, he might be poigeya b'choizukukasai. Therefore, he has to give a chalitza to both. However, what happens if the mess, who left over a big mess, he had two surviving brothers, then echad choy v'echad miyabim. The first one will give chalitza, and the second one can be miyabim. By giving chalitza first, that removes any zika. And now the second one, when he goes and marries the second sister. If it turns out that that sister is the real Yevama, she was the real one that was married to the brother, great, then he was Miyama. If it turns out that no, that's just the Achois Zikukasai, by the time that he is being Miyabim, it's no longer Achois Zikukasai because the Zika has already gone away. The brother has already given Chalitza. So therefore he can go be Miyabim. Now what happens in Kodmah Vekonsu? What happens if you have the two brothers, they didn't ask any questions, and both of them got married to the two sisters? You don't go and take one away from the, you know, take either one away. You let both of them stay with their two Yavamas. So the Choyah is a bit so shver, says Rashi. The first one that was Miyabim, he might have been Miyabim the Achois Zikukasai, which is also, you're not allowed to go be yam machoy zukukase. Says Rashi, since the whole din of achoy zukuka is midrabonan, not midharaisa, the rabbanan said, lechatchila, don't marry achoy zukukase. But if you already did it, ein moitzi miyad. And especially because the second one, after he's going to go and be miyam the other one, then he'll take away the zika. So lemafreya, there'll no longer be a zika vis-a-vis the first one. So the first one, we leave them both with it to ice. So says the Gemara, so what's the chiddush of this, right? We asked, there's no chiddush in the reisha, so he said, seifa tzrichalei. So what's the seifa? Davka mechlezu hadevivumi. Remember when we said that if there's only one surviving brother, not two surviving brothers, he should go and do, or let's do the other way around. You have two surviving brothers. What do we say? Davkin mechlitz. The first one has to give chalitza, and then the other one can give yibum. But don't switch it around. Don't have ava yivume v'hada mechlitz lai. Don't let one of them be miyabim first. Why? Because perhaps the kapag of achoysu gukasai. It could be that the second one was his real zika. In other words, the real kedushin was to the second one, not to the first one. And if the first one is going to go and marry the first one, it'll be payyeh b'choysu kukosai, which is prohibited midrabanan. So that's why you do chalitza first, and then they do the yibam. We could theoretically stop here. However, the next toshima is basically the same as the first case that we just went through, just with one further layer of complication. So let's learn it. Toshima. Shnaim shekidshu shtei achoyes. Two separate men, men that were not related. We're not talking about brothers. Two regular rechoykim, the married two sisters. And once again, zeni dea is a kiddush. It was one of these joint ceremonies, and each one put a ring on one of the women, but neither one remembers, did I put it on Ruchel's hand, or did I put it on Leah's hand? And the same thing with the second one. He couldn't remember, he couldn't remember. Nobody remembers, nobody knows what's going on. Okay, so now after the dust settled, neither one can go and live with one of the two women because he might be living with a chois ishtoi. So then no ish ishtekin, but then no ish ishtekin. Fine. Is nochmu shver, according to Rava. Rava says that any time you have a kedushin, she must certainly be a lay of a kedushin, she shouldn't have to give a get to either one. And then one gives him the same test. Hachanami shehukru, lupsoif nizarvu. A lot of these two people are not mentally ill. They knew at the time that they did the kedushin who they married. But after that, they forgot. Uh-huh. It's a difference. Since they forgot, now you have to have shnei gittin lezeh, shnei gittin lezeh. Okay, so that's pretty easy. Now they don't know. Vezeh an yedeh, but amul, at the time of the kedushin, they knew. They just forgot. Shemamina. Frankie Mari Hachim, I remember, what's the chiddush? So Timur Saif and Srichalei. And again, the same cheshun as before. Meis. Ulezeach. What happens now if the two people, the two rechoikim that married these shtei achoyes, and we don't remember which one married which or which one married whom? What's the din now? Meis, it's really meisu. Ulezeach. Each one had a brother. Zechoyes ishteim. So then the surviving yovam, he has to give a chalitza to both of them, because I don't know whether this happens to be my real Yivama, or maybe it's the Yivama of the other guy, I don't know. So each one has to go and give a chalitza to both of them. Now what happens with Ze'ech and Ze'shnaim? One of the two people that died had one surviving brother, the Yavam, and the other person that died had two surviving brothers. So Echad Chalitza Shteyim, one should go and give chalitza across the board to both of them. Vashnayim, the other two, Echad Chodes, V'Echad Miyamim. Very, very simple, very similar to what we had in the previous Brisa. In Konmu V'Konsu, again, Ein Moitzi and Oysa Miyadim, because the worst that they did was, they took an Achoy Zekukosoi. Achoy Zekukosoi is Dirabonin, and the Chom said, the Chachili, you're not allowed to, but the other, Ein Moitzi Miyadim. So now, what's the Chiddish? Davke Mechlitz, V'Hadi Yivume. Make sure that the Chalitza takes place before the Yivim. But don't do even before chalitza. You know why? So before we said the reason was because of poga b'achoysu kukase. Here the kapoga b'yivam l'shuk. Here it's worse because achoysu kukase is drabana. But if you're talking about that both of those chasidus, remember there were two men that married these two sisters. And they definitely knew at the time when they got married whom they married. They just forgot later on. So now, since both of those original men passed away, both of them are now Yevamos. Neither of them can get married until they have either Yimur Chalitza. They can't marry Lashuk. Here, if you're going to allow for one of the two brothers to be the Yabim first, it might not be an Achoisu Kukosai. He'll be over potentially, it could be over a bigger Isser, that he's marrying a Yevam Lashuk, because this Yevam has nothing to do with him. This Yevam has to do with the other guy. And therefore, he has no business marrying her. And if he's going to marry her, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Make sure to go and do the Chalitza first. And then after the Yibam and not the Yibam, and after that Chalitza. And with this, we'll stop at the Hira Baisai. The Mishnah will continue to Mark.